Hi, this is Kathy. Namaste. This is a yoga nidra to allow you to spend some time marinating in your core desired feelings, getting to know them somatically in the body. So go ahead and make a comfortable nest for yourself for your practice. Choose a position that allows the body to be open and receptive. This could be lying on your back in Shavasana. Maybe you nestle down underneath the cozy blanket and place a pillow under your knees. You can use an eye pillow to allow the inner gaze to soften. Or if you're feeling energized, you might want to be seated with the spine in a long line of energy, with the chin slightly tucked to calm the thinking mind. Once you've found your position, just notice if there's anything that you can do to make yourself 5 or 10% more comfortable. Then allowing the body to rest back into the support below, softening, letting yourself be held. We're going to take 3 breaths together. We'll take a deep breath in through the nostrils and then hold at the top and then exhale out the mouth. So beginning, hold, exhale, and again, inhaling, hold, and exhale, releasing back last time, inhaling, holding at the top, and exhaling. Good. Return to normal breathing, feeling the body's natural rhythm. As you rest back, throwing open the windows to all the senses, listening with the whole body. Noticing how you can hear the layering of sounds. Sounds in the distance. Sounds in the room. Sounds in the body. Maybe you can hear the beating of your heart or the gurgling in your tummy. You don't have to do anything at all, just letting sounds come to you. Migrating attention to the inside of the mouth. Feel the cavern of the mouth open and receptive, tasting any residual tastes. Maybe there's a lingering taste of something you ate or toothpaste in the mouth. As attention fills the mouth, noticing if there's any tension that wants to let go in the hinging of the jaw, the root of the tongue, or the hollow tube of the throat. Following attention as the cool current of air fills the nostrils and the warm current of air flows out, noticing any scents wafting through the air, or perhaps the absence of smells. Following Float your attention to the eyes, surrendering them to softening to an inner gaze as the eyeballs rest back into their sockets. Letting attention broaden out to the periphery as your internal vision becomes more alive and expansive. Feeling the caress of air on your skin, places of warmth, places of coolness, how you can breathe into the skin, every pore of the body open and receptive. Sensing how the air envelops the body holding you. And sensing the rooting sensation of being held by gravity, embraced by the earth below. Feeling supported, can you allow the body to soften a little more? Opening into this feeling of your inner sanctuary or inner resource. Being safe with yourself. Maybe sensing into your beingness. What's always known you, and you've always known it, there in the background, unchanging, untouched, beyond all the changing circumstances. Now gently affirm your intention for your practice today. It could be to stay attentive and awake, or to feel your core desired feelings in the body and get to know them better. On your next inhalation, follow the breath into the heart space, or even deeper into your core. Inviting in warmth, softness, radiance, so that this inner space becomes luminous. Attuning to your most radiant self and what matters more than anything. And rather than a goal, maybe you notice if there's a deep yearning for peace or oneness or love or something else. And just allowing yourself to be drawn towards that which you love. That feeling of being pulled by how life is wanting to express itself through you. What's calling to you? What feels like it's always called to you? And taking a moment to imagine what life might be like if you were to allow this to fully express itself. Feeling it as already being true in this moment. And just basking in this inner knowingness. And then letting go, knowing that the seed has been planted in the fertile soil of the heart. And then there's this body, this unique mass of sensations that we call body, expressing itself. Allow attention to wander around and sensing into where attention is naturally drawn. If there's anything wanting your attention that you just haven't gotten around to. Noticing what's here today in this moment. Bringing your attention to the back side of this form, sensing from the bottoms of the feet, maybe they're warm or cold, or perhaps there's the texture of a blanket covering them, sensing the heels, backs of the legs, buttocks, maybe there's a sense of spreading, rooting, shoulder blades, backs of the arms, backs of the hands and fingers, backs of the neck, the back of the head. And then flowing with attention to the face, the neck, upper torso, flowing down the front of the arms. Attention filling the palms of the hands, sensing the aliveness in the hands, in the mid-torso, lower torso, fronts of the legs, tops of the feet, and all 10 toes, sensing this mass of sensations that we call the body. This body that's constantly changing, how it started out a tiny little baby, barely bigger than your hands. And maybe in this stage, there was just a feeling of openness and receptivity. Feeling yourself as this openness, taking in so much. And then this little baby became a toddler and a child, how this body has grown. And then it hit puberty. Maybe there were crushes and falling in love. Maybe this body gained more confidence, learned new skills, and yearned for more independence. Maybe there was a desire for freedom. And then this desire for creation pulsing through the body as it formed relationships, gained knowledge, had different jobs. Maybe it gave birth or witnessed a birth. Sensing into the tissues, bones, and organs, this ever-changing body that's experienced so many experiences and desires. all the joy and pain, sickness, health, this body that's experienced aging and the effects of aging, perimenopause or maybe menopause. In this body that will continue to change in this cycle until it experiences its last breath. But until it does, it's receiving this gift of being alive in all its complexity. This is it. This moment that we're experiencing right now, this gift, what does it feel like to be alive right now in this unique body resting here? Sensing the body globally. And maybe you begin to sense that this body is not as dense as the mind likes to think it is. Sensing how the boundaries of the body sensation begin to soften and blur. How body feeling suffuses with space feeling. Expansive, diaphanous, sensing out into the room, to the right of the body, sensing out to the left, top to bottom, above and below. Expanding out in all directions at once. And how this mass of sensation has the energy of the life force pulsing through it all on its own. How this miraculous body just breathes itself. Each breath that is received, bringing inspiration and vitality. And each breath that leaves, letting go of anything that's no longer needed. Sensing this natural reciprocity of the breath. Breathing in, breathing out. Inhale and exhale. And maybe you begin to introduce a feeling of playfulness with the breath. And on the inhalation, letting awareness fill the heart space with the breath. And on the exhalation, letting awareness flow with the breath from the heart space, up the spine, through the crown of the head, diffusing into space, about 12 inches or so above the head. And then on the inhalation, again, flowing down from the space above, feeling the breath moving down through the crown of the head, through the channel of the spine, filling the heart center. Exhalations moving with the flowing stream upward through the great crown to a space above the head. And then turning and flowing downward again. There might be a sense of the inhalation filling this heart space and the exhalation naturally just rising out of it. Feeling the space above the crown of the head when the breath turns, you might want to imagine a strand of golden light flowing up and down, filling the heart. Filling the space all the way above the head. And there might be some sense of a little gap or a pause as the exhalation reaches the area above the crown. And another gap or pause as the inhalation fills the heart space. And maybe just resting a little in these pauses, feeling the golden light. Letting it be easy. Nothing to force. And maybe there's a feeling of love or self-compassion present. Or maybe you'd like to invite in a feeling of love or self-compassion. You might say to yourself, "I love you," on the inhalation. And say, "I love you," to yourself on the exhalation. I love you. I love you. I love you. Feeling this love all around. Maybe noticing how as the breath dissolves, how thought dissolves with it. And maybe "I love you" dissolves until there's just love on the in-breath and love on the out-breath. In this dissolving into divine gaps of love at the end of each breath, until the rhythmic wave of love spontaneously returns all on its own. Then gradually releasing attention to the flow of breath, returning to natural breathing. Attuning attention to one of your core desired feelings. Maybe choosing one that comes really easily, one that's the body's natural state, how the body naturally gravitates towards it and wants it. Becoming really sensitive to the subtle sensations. Maybe the core desired feeling is one of ease or vitality or something else. Just noticing, what does it feel like? You might sense into the tingling of the fingers or the aliveness of the hands or this flowing of energy that you sense in the belly. Maybe there's ease or relaxation there. And maybe this feeling of vitality or peace naturally spreads into a global feeling in the body. Noticing any other qualities that naturally expand, not theoretically, but right now. Maybe lightness or freedom. Vastness or something else. And then bringing attention to a core desired feeling that perhaps you're a little less familiar with. Maybe one that feels like a bit of a stretch. So if maybe the core desired feeling is being magical or abundant or something else, letting it flow into your awareness and just noticing what it feels like. Maybe when you throw open the doors to being magical, simultaneously there's a feeling of openness in the heart. And there's spontaneity or wild creativity that swirls all around you. Or maybe it feels effervescent. Maybe there's a color associated with it. Maybe it glows and feels sparkly. And what does that feel like? Is there a size to it? Does it feel like it pervades everything all at once, beyond all limits? What else do you notice? Does it feel healthy, strong, positive? Flowing. And noticing too if doubt, judgment, resistance, or fear shows up. Can you also allow it just to be here as it is? becoming really sensitive to sensation, noticing perhaps if resistance shows up as numbness. Or maybe doubt feels like there's some tightness in the shoulders. Just remaining curious. You might want to sense into this fear or resistance. If there's something that it would like you to know, is there something it's trying to protect you from? Is there an action it would like you to take? Listening with the whole body. And then letting it all go now, and just resting back into stillness. Nothing to do. Just being aware how they're in the background. Unchanging beingness. Resting with this. Resting as this. Nothing to prove or defend. No one to be. Feeling yourself as expansiveness. Vast and incomprehensible, yet so deeply known, perfect, untouched, unchangingness. And all the while, sensations coming and going. Maybe there's some emotions or thoughts that bubble up to the surface. All these changing phenomena, and simultaneously this vast backdrop of the infinite. Remembering your true nature of unlimited vastness in which all the myriad of possibilities and potentials unfold. And maybe the heart's deepest longing reasserts itself now. A affirming it as true in this moment. And as this session nears its conclusion, maybe you imagine yourself going about the rest of your day, feeling these core desired feelings as part of you, embodying them, knowing that you can return to this nidra anytime you'd like to spend some more time getting to know them. Feeling back into the room. Feeling the support below the body. Letting the eyes open and close. Just taking all the time to reconstellate. Thank you for trusting me to be your guide. Namaste.